Trump accounts. Here's what you need to know. A new federally created savings account for American children will officially launch on July 4, 2026. Trump accounts, established under Section 530A of the Internal Revenue Code as part of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act, will start accepting contributions. If you have a child or grandchild in your life, here's a practical breakdown of how these accounts work, what they can and can't do, and how to think about them alongside tools you may already be using. The basics. Trump accounts are available for any child under 18 with a valid Social Security number and U.S. citizenship. The account is held in the child's name, with a parent or guardian acting as the responsible party until age 18, at which point it converts to a traditional IRA under standard IRS rules. The $1,000 federal seed, who gets it and who doesn't? This is where things get a little nuanced, so let's be direct. Children born January 1st, 2025 to December 31st, 2028, may receive a one-time $1,000 contribution deposited by the U.S. Treasury. There are no income requirements. This is available to all eligible families, regardless of what they earn. Children born before 2025 don't receive the federal seed, but they can still open a Trump account with all other features intact, as long as they're under 18. To claim the $1,000, families file IRS Form 4547. Beyond the federal program, dozens of companies have announced plans to contribute to employees' children's accounts, either as matching contributions or through philanthropic initiatives. These corporate contributions are separate from the federal program and have their own eligibility details. Watch for updates from the Invest America Council as guidance is finalized. How contributions work. Here's the contribution structure at a glance. Contributor annual limit. Parents, family, friends, the child $5,000 combined, indexed for inflation beginning after 2027. Employers, $2,500, counts toward the $5,000 limit, also separately indexed for inflation. Government/charitable organizations. No individual limit. Don't count against the $5,000 cap. A few important notes. No earned income requirement. Children don't need to have a job to receive contributions. Contribution deadline is December 31st. Unlike IRAs, the deadline is not extended to the following April 15th. Individual contributions are after tax, and therefore the basis is not taxable on withdrawal, whereas the growth is subject to taxation. Federal seed, employer, and charitable contributions are pre-tax and taxed as ordinary income when withdrawn. That last distinction matters. Because the tax treatment differs depending on the contribution source, good record keeping from day one will save headaches later. Where the money gets invested. Trump accounts have a defined investment universe. Low-cost U.S. equity index funds, or ETFs, with an annual fee cap of 0.10%, 10 basis points. The upside? Low costs and long-term U.S. equity exposure have historically been a solid combination for an 18-year horizon. The trade-off? No international equity, no fixed income, no alternatives. For families accustomed to a diversified portfolio, this concentration is worth factoring into your broader picture. The growth period and what happens at 18. From account opening through December 31st of the year, the child turns 17, the account is in its growth period. No distributions allowed. Once that window closes, the account functions as a traditional IRA. The child takes full ownership and gains access to penalty-free withdrawals for qualified higher education expenses, tuition, fees, books, room and board. First-time home purchase, up to $10,000 lifetime. Retirement after age 59 and a half. Other standard IRA exceptions, disability, certain medical expenses. One thing worth flagging in family conversations, unlike a 529, there's no legal restriction on how the money is used once the child turns 18. They can withdraw for any reason. They'll just owe taxes and potentially a 10% early withdrawal penalty on pre-tax amounts. If you're contributing with a specific goal in mind, college, a home, that flexibility is something to think through as a family. How Trump accounts stack up against other options. Trump accounts aren't designed to replace what you already have. They're a complement. Here's the quick comparison. 529 plan. Tax-free growth and tax-free withdrawals for qualified education expenses. Best if education funding is your primary goal. Trump account. More flexible end use. Retirement, home purchase, education. But growth is taxable on the pre-tax portion and investment options are limited to U.S. equity index funds. The two can coexist. Many families may find it makes sense. Don't overlook state taxes. Federal rules are only half the picture. States aren't required to conform to Section 530A, and some don't. California, for example, currently does not conform, meaning California families could face state income tax on deferred federal growth. This is still an evolving area of guidance, and it's a good reason to involve a tax professional before making significant contributions. Other non-conforming states include Hawaii, Kentucky, Massachusetts, Pennsylvania, South Carolina, and Wisconsin. What to do now? If your child was born in 2025, file IRS Form 4547 through TrumpAccounts.gov. Starting July 4, 2026, $1,000 government money will be contributed. The earlier the account is established, the longer the $1,000 seed has to grow. If your child will be born in 2026 to 2028, file Form 4547 through TrumpAccounts.gov anytime before December 31st of the year the child turns 17. Same principle applies. The longer the $1,000 seed has to grow, the better. If your child was born before 2025 and is under 18, you can still open an account through TrumpAccounts.gov, just without the federal seed. For everyone, confirm your state's tax conformity before making substantial contributions. And if you already have a 529, revisit how the two accounts fit together. Scam warning. Treasury has flagged that legitimate activation emails come only from no reply at trumpaccounts.treasury.gov, and that Treasury will not contact families by text or phone call about Trump account activation. When in doubt, visit TrumpAccounts.gov for the latest information. Frequently asked questions. Can grandparents contribute? Yes, just remember that the $5,000 annual limit is combined across all contributors, so coordination across family members is important. As for filing Form 4547, grandparents are last in the IRS priority order, legal guardian to parent to adult, sibling to grandparent, and can only file if no higher priority individual is available, and if the $1,000 pilot contribution is also being requested, the filer must be the one claiming the child as a dependent, which typically means a parent, not a grandparent. What if my child doesn't go to college? No problem. After 18, penalty-free withdrawals are available for a first-time home purchase or retirement. Other withdrawals are subject to income tax and a potential 10% penalty on the pre-tax portion, the same rules as a traditional IRA. Can we have both a Trump account and a 529? Yes, and it may make sense to do so. A 529 is purpose-built for education spending with tax-free qualified withdrawals. A Trump account offers broader flexibility, different tools for different goals. Is there a deadline to claim the $1,000? The last day to make the pilot program election is December 31st of the year the child turns 17. Don't wait. The sooner the account is open, the longer the seed has to compound. Can I convert a Trump account into a Roth IRA at age 18? Potentially, yes. But the timing matters more than it might first appear. Because a Trump account becomes a traditional IRA at the end of the growth period, a Roth conversion is technically available. The mechanics are the same as any traditional to Roth conversion. The child moves the account, or a portion, into a Roth IRA and pays ordinary income tax on any pre-tax amounts that year. Here's the catch. If the 18-year-old is a full-time college student and still claimed as a dependent, the kiddie tax, IRC Section 1G, may apply. The kiddie tax taxes unearned income, which includes IRA distributions, at the parent's marginal rate, not the child's. That could mean a conversion that looks tax-efficient on paper, the child is in a low bracket, actually gets taxed at 32%, 35%, or higher. The kiddie tax can apply through age 23 for full-time students who don't have earned income exceeding half their own support. For many families, the better window for a Roth conversion may be after the child is no longer claimed as a dependent, for example, once they're out of school and earning their own income. Partial conversions spread across several years, rather than converting the full balance at once, are also worth discussing with a tax professional. This is a nuanced area where the rules interact in ways that are easy to miss. Run the numbers with a tax advisor before acting. A few cautions before you dive in. IRS regulations for Trump accounts are still being finalized as of July 2026. Gift tax treatment for grandparent or any individual contributions is currently unresolved. Until a technical correction is enacted, personal contributions to a Trump account may require filing a federal gift tax return, Form 709, every year a contribution is made, even if the amount is below the annual exclusion amount. Clarification has been requested. Stay tuned. Specific eligibility verification procedures and some withdrawal rules are also among the areas still awaiting final guidance. Stay tuned and work with professionals who are tracking these developments. If you have questions about how Trump accounts fit into your family's financial strategy, reach out. These are exactly the conversations worth having before you contribute, not after. Sources: IRS Notice 2025-68H https://www.irs.gov/pub/irs-drop/n-25-68.pdf. Federal Register https://www.gov.info.gov/content/pkg/fr-2026-03-09/pdf/2026-04533.pdf. U.S. Treasury https://home.treasury.gov/news/press-releases/sb0508. Investor.gov, April 2026. Business Wire, January 2026. AP News, December 2025. Disclosures. This blog is for informational and educational purposes only and does not constitute tax, legal, or investment advice. Trump accounts rules are subject to ongoing IRS guidance. Consult a qualified tax or financial professional before making decisions. Projected growth figures are hypothetical and illustrative only. Past index performance does not guarantee future results. Exchange-traded funds are sold only by prospectus. Read it carefully before investing. Asset allocation and diversification do not guarantee against investment loss. A 529 plan is a tax-advantaged education savings plan. State tax treatment varies. Consult a tax professional before choosing a plan.